And this is the old road before the trail works.
Matthew Hunter does not look old enough to be a World War II expert, but at the age of 25, he spent more than half his life researching Sitka's involvement in that war, from its outlooks on Harbor Mountain to the Harbor Defenses Project on the Causeway.
The Army needed a place to put their base because the Navy had taken over all of Japonsky Island, so they chose the string of islands to be their garrison for the harbor defenses that they built to defend the air station from sea attack by the Japanese.
5 days after the attack on Pearl Harbor, authorization was given to connect the string of islands between Japonsky and McNaughty Islands. Today, the bunkers that housed soldiers and fuses, as well as artillery, are part of the area's history.
And you can see in front of us one of the 3-inch anti-aircraft gun emplacements that were built in early 1942. And if we walk up to it and you look at the concrete, you can see the names of, or at least one of the names of the guys who built it. But it says Sergeant, it looks like Gone Mill or something like that, M-I-L-L-E. So I've got some lists of servicemen here, and I'm going to see if I can look them up.
Three ammo magazines, which house the artillery separate from the gun batteries, are located on Varublinoy Island, just a short walk from the fuse house and two-story bunker on Sesedny, which Hunter says was probably a radio station. There's a big turnout for the dedication ceremony, and as a fire blazes and the rain beats down, curious Sitkins check out the inside of one artillery magazine. It's dank and mildewed inside and kind of creepy, but Sitka resident Peggy Reeves is inspired by the acoustics. Reeves is also inspired by the network of trails, about 8,000 feet, that link the seven islands of the Causeway, which make up Alaska's newest state park.
I hope that it will get more people walking. You know, we've got plenty of sidewalks in town, but nothing like this, where you can go and walk for miles and have nature and ocean and not worry about hills or steps.
Fort Rousseau and the Causeway have been in the public eye for a long time. Deborah Lyons, executive director of Sitka Trailworks, says generally most people are in favor of this project, but certain issues have come up.
There are concerns that members of Sitka's Native community have brought up about graves that may be out here and the treatment of graves that were here when the Army, you know, blasted through these islands.
Lyon says a lot of people who grew up in Sitka played here as children.
One lady told me, I used to play with my dollies in that two-story bunker, you know, so it used to be very accessible, and there's a lot of old-time Sitkins who really support restoring the area and restoring access to the area.
I was amazed at the trees, how tall they are.
And there's people like Dorothy Thompson, known as Brownie, who says she hasn't been out here at all since before the airport was built.
The one thing I always remembered was the, I guess you call it watchtower at the end. It was, someone said today is 60 feet, but I know there were a lot of steps up to it. But the view was terrific. And, of course, I was a young man, and I always thought that would have been a great place to fix it so you could live there.
State House Representative Peggy Wilson was on hand for the ribbon-cutting ceremony at the dedication. She says Sitka Trailworks had already done much of the footwork by the time she even got the bill, and by working with people from the Park Service and Department of Natural Resources, as well as many other groups and individuals, it was passed within 2 years.
You know, sometimes you pass a law, but you can't see it with your eyes, and it's really neat to be able to taken part with something that you can actually see the results.
Or hear the results. Deborah Lyons says Sitka Trailworks would like to work with the FAA to figure out a way for there to be access around the airport runway to the Fort Rousseau Causeway Historical Park. She thinks they can do that without adding undue expense or compromising airport safety.
It's a huge resource for the community. You know, 8,000 feet of places to walk and play, run your dogs, picnic, camp, hike. You know, why not make it so that people can walk out from town just like they do in Juneau? There's a lot of people in Sitka who don't have boats.
At least for now, Alaska's newest state park is accessible only by boat. But judging by the turnout for the dedication, it's well worth the effort. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.